USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was a night of primarily peaceful protests in many U.S. cities. In the streets of New York City, a lack of heavy police presence meant a curfew wasn't enforced, and marchers in downtown Manhattan chanted, "We are united, we are peaceful." In the nation's capital, protests also stayed peaceful, in what some say was the largest turnout since the marches in that city began after the death of George Floyd. And in Los Angeles, with a curfew lifted, some protesters kept the mood light. TV reports show people handing out snacks and goodies to one another as people on balconies clapped pots and pans in solidarity. North Carolina Congressman Richard Hudson speaking yesterday at George Floyd's North Carolina Memorial Service.
We've got to have Republicans, we've got to have Democrats, we've got to have black, white, Hispanics. We have to come together to solve this.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1-ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1-ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
More than 150 years since the end of the Civil War, the U.S. Marine Corps is now formally banning the use of the Confederate battle flag. It tweeted late Friday that too often the flag has been co-opted by violent extremist and racist organizations. It says those divisive beliefs have no place in the Corps. All depictions of the flag on items such as bumper stickers, clothing, and coffee mugs are also banned. The National Weather Service is warning residents from the Central Gulf Coast region to Florida that more tornadoes are possible today because of Tropical Storm Cristobal. Orlando and Central Florida seeing a few tornadoes earlier yesterday that did damage and left some without power, but apparently did not cause any serious injuries. The National Hurricane Center is warning of life-threatening surf and rip currents and possible flash floods from the storm. Some parts of the Gulf Coast could see up to 12 inches of rain. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Brazil is now threatening to leave the WHO over alleged bias, even as that country now has the second highest number of COVID-19 cases in the world. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Brazilian President Bolsonaro announced the threat just weeks after President Trump cut U.S. ties with the World Health Organization. Bolsonaro said the specialized agency of the UN in charge of international public health has an ideological bias. Just like President Trump, he's downplayed COVID-19 severity, attacking stay-at-home orders, and touted unsubstantiated claims about the benefits of the drug hydroxychloroquine. Cases are still surging in Brazil and across Latin America. The WHO is reporting that Latin America has now become the epicenter of the pandemic. Meanwhile, in Peru, they've had over 5,000 COVID-19 deaths, and the situation is worsening. Peru lacks oxygen tanks, and people are collapsing on the street from the virus. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And the story of George Floyd is making its way to Law & Order SVU. The showrunner for the show, speaking on the Hollywood Reporter podcast, saying that Floyd's death and the protests that followed have come up in the show. Showrunner Warren Light also saying the writer's room will be making changes to amplify some new and fresh and different voices. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.